you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, April 10th, 2022. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. As you know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And if you have any message for our great listeners around the world, then you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Welcome to the program. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers at IRIB English Radio. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our great listeners around the world. Of course, all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us, an electronic QSL card from IRIB English Radio. So here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, which I mentioned their names. We have reception reports from Machi Raju Subha Srini Vasaraj from India, Siddhartha Bhattacharji, again from India, and Daniel Vieira from Brazil. So, Machi Raju, Daniel, and Siddhartha, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRB English Radio. And, of course, we've received a lot of emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read these great emails. And as we are basking in the blessed month of Ramadan, almost all these great emails are focused on the blessed month of Ramadan, the best wishes, the prayers, and congratulatory messages. So let's see who has sent us email. First of all, Jayanta Chakrabarty, one of our old and regular listeners from India, has sent us an email. Your Clemens Hoffman from Germany has sent us an email. From the Islamic Republic of Iran, we have an email from Ramin Aminizad. From India, we have an email from Dr. Hemant Kumar, one of our old and regular listeners. And last but not the least, in this program, of course, we have an email from Mohammad Khaku from the US. So stay with us, please. After a short break, I will read these great emails. Welcome back. This is your program, Listeners Special. And Jayanta Chakrabarty from India has sent us an email. Let's see what Jayanta says. Dear friends, as Muslims around the world observe the blessed month of Ramadan, here's my humble message to IRIB English radio listeners. Dear my brothers and sisters, while welcoming the auspicious month of Ramadan, I send my best wishes for the occasion. May you all enjoy everlasting peace, harmony, and joy. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, and many thanks for sending us this beautiful message on the occasion of the blessed month of Ramadan, and especially your message to IRIB English radio listeners, which you wished the best things for all our listeners in the blessed month of Ramadan. Please pray for us and pray for all our listeners around the world. And please accept our best wishes in the holy month of Ramadan. Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, many thanks for sending us this beautiful message. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. We wish you all the best. As I said, please pray for us and our great listeners. We are waiting for your nice emails soon in the future. And your Clemens Hoffman from Germany has sent us an email. Your Clemens Hoffman is also one of our old and regular listeners. Your Clemens says, dear friends at IRIB English Radio, may the spirit of Ramadan stay in our heart and illuminate our soul from within. Happy Ramadan. Yours truly, your Clemens Hoffman. Salam and warm greetings to you, your Clemens Hoffman from Germany, and please accept our appreciations to you for sending us such a nice and beautiful wish for IRIB English radio staff and IRIB English radio listeners. We also wish you all the best in the blessed month of Ramadan. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. Please write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio broadcast. And after a short break, I will be back with other great emails and letters from around the world. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us an email, a congratulatory message on the blessed month of Ramadan. So let's read his message. May the holy month of Ramadan be the harbinger of joy and prosperity to you all. As this holy occasion is here and the atmosphere is filled with spirituality and love, here we hope this festival of beauty brings your way bright sparkles of contentment that stay with you through the year. Happy Ramadan to IRIB family and all listeners. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India. And please accept our appreciations to you for such a beautiful and great email and such a beautiful message on the blessed month of Ramadan. It's great, as always, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India. Thank you very much for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. Happy Ramadan also to you and your fellow country men and women and your Muslim brothers and sisters. And please accept our best wishes to you in this blessed month. Please pray for us. And thank you for everything. Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, write to us soon. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. And from Iran, yes, from the Islamic Republic of Iran, we've received an email from Ramin Aminizad, who is one of our regular listeners. So let's see what Ramin says. As mentioned in my previous email, listening to your radio and your colleagues on IRIB having different accents is excellently helping me here in Tehran to improve my English. Thank you all so much. But few words sound very Farsi to me. For instance, the word Sheikh, which according to English dictionaries should be pronounced as Sheikh. My question is, are you intentionally familiarizing people like me to learn them like that as well? Thank you. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Ramin Aminizad from Iran. And thank you very much for telling us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. You know, as for your question, we at IRIB English Radio try to use, in this instance, Sheikh, try to use words like their original form. In this instance, Sheikh is not an English word, and so we pronounce it like its original form, that is Sheikh. And this is the best way for that. It's not wrong to say Sheikh, but it's the best way of pronouncing words, you know, in their original form. As English people don't have the letter kh and this sound, so we have it in Farsi and in Arabic. So we try to pronounce it like its original form. This is like Afghanistan. English people say Afghanistan because they don't have kh, the sound like that in their language. So why not? So we have it in Farsi and we are native speakers. So we try to pronounce it like their Afghan people. We say Afghanistan. That's the way. Thank you for telling us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. So write to us soon, Ramin Aminizad from Iran. And tell us more about IRIB English Radio programs. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. So after a short break, I will be back with an email from Mohammad Khaku, one of our old and regular listeners. Welcome back. So, Mohammad Khaku from the US has sent us an email. He says, "We are all thankful to Allah for giving us another opportunity to witness the month of Ramadan. Last 2 years, we have seen many calamities and have experienced sadness and sorrow within our communities. Let's make this Ramadan the best one of our lifetimes and be a model of the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, and the Ahlul Bayt. Please remember the Muslim Ummah in your prayers. May this month bring all Muslims happiness, prosperity, and long life with good health." Salam and warm greetings to you, Muhammad Khaku from the US. And many thanks for sending us this great email and this great congratulatory message and this great wish. Yes, the last 2 years, because of coronavirus pandemic around the world, have been, you know, have brought about calamities and sadness and sorrow within the world countries. And so in this year, with the majority of people being vaccinated, we hope that this month bring all Muslims and all people happiness, prosperity, and long life with good health, as you said. So, anyway, please accept our best wishes to you, Mohammad Khaku from the US. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. Write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon. We wish you all the best. And before we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special, again, I send my appreciations and gratitudes to those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports and very beautiful congratulatory messages, including Michi Raju Suba, Daniel Vieira, Siddhartha Bhattacharji, Jayanta Chakrabarty, Your Clemens Huffman, Dr. Hemant Kumar, Ramin Aminizat, and Muhammad Khaku. Please keep in touch with your radio, IRIB English Radio, and of course your program, Listeners Special. Have a good time. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.